flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is dope. Jaden Daniels, I mean, this is way down the list as far as reasons you should like him. White Brian, can you bring me that Gatorade, dude? Sorry, I left it in there. Please. There's a lot of reasons you should like Jaden. I would say his football ability and calm demeanor are the top of the list. But I also love that he's just not a social media dude. Thank you very much. I bet he posts, Jeff, I'm sure you follow him. I bet Jaden posts like 4 or 5, mostly kind of, like religious encouragement or like pictures of his boys catching touchdowns on Instagram a week. Like, yep. It's not a very active account.
Yeah, you get your morning prayer right before the day started, the crack of dawn, and then you get your pictures of your boys, like you said.
Yeah, which is awesome. And, you know, everybody should use social media however they want, but I got to say, I love how Jaden uses it because it is infrequent.
Hey, focusing on his real job first.
But I like this. I don't know if you've seen this. I'll drop it in the chat just so we all get to see it. But I legit don't know the last time. I'll look this up real quick. Jaden uses Instagram a little bit, but he really doesn't use Twitter at all. X, the people's app, landfill. Jaden's last tweet was November 4th. And it was about Malik Nabers. Like, that's how infrequently this dude is on Twitter.
I think, you know, a lot of the Twitter stuff is someone trying to make themselves something they're not. And I don't think that's the type of person he is.
Agreed.
So, and I think he's the type of person where he feels, if I focus on what I'm here to do, all the other stuff will come with it.
Agreed. Now, I say all that because Jaden tweeted something for the first time in 3 months, about 20 minutes ago. And for all the haters that are going to be like, oh, he paid to do it, shut up. I'm aware of that, but it doesn't change that it's cool. Daniels just tweeted out, I'm blessed in season 1 as a grandson of veterans. I'm teaming with USAA and MCA Marines to pass along one more blessing. I'm proud to send Jonathan Knauth, a 30-year Marine vet and lifelong NFL fan, on a trip to the Super Bowl. Enjoy the game. Hashtag salute to service.
For the person that gets mad at that post right there, pucker up and let my butt hit you on the lips.
That's
all I'm going to tell you. Because,
I think it's awesome.
I mean, it's for a person to get upset at that, it's the dumbest
person in
the world.
People are. I just know inevitably somebody will say something like, oh, he's paid to do that.
And what I just said, I still mean.
I just think it's cool. He's He's not a dude that uses social media, and occasionally he does. Yes, it's a corporate sponsorship.
Everyone is mad because, like they say, what social media make people get? If you could profit off of it because you have that type of mindset, go get it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make him. It doesn't define him, which I love.
Me too.
A lot of people, that's their whole life, social media. They don't have it. They can't do nothing else. So if you're not doing your job good and you keep doing social media, guess what you're going to be doing? Social media without that damn job. And once you lose that job, guess what people going to want? Not want to hear from you.
Well said. All right. I wrote a story, Brian. It's been a while. There's a lot of content these days, but not a lot of writing anymore, which kind of makes me sad sometimes. But whatever. There's just not enough time in the day. I definitely didn't write this because I was stuck on a plane that had no Wi-Fi or TV and I had nothing else to do. But my thoughts, that's definitely not what got me writing. But B, I think...
Albert, you're telling us what definitely got you writing.
No. Washington had an awesome year, but it's turn the page time. Peters is down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, looking at the draft class. The coaches probably get a couple days, but they're going to be watching tape, self-scouting, seeing where they got to get better. So I wrote kind of the four next steps for Washington. And I think the biggest one now that we know is Cliff is sticking around.
Yep.
So that was a big question, and they have the answer. I mentioned David Blau before. One thing I would keep an eye on, David Blau's last season in Detroit was in 21.
Mm-hmm.
Then Blau ended up in Arizona in 22. With Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
But his last season in Detroit was Dan Campbell's first year, I believe. On that staff, you had Anthony Lynn as your OC. Anthony Lynn's here in Washington. And you had Ben Johnson as your tight ends coach on that staff with David Blau. David Blau's reputation in Ashburn, but around the league, is super, super smart and kind of a intuitive level of football. Johnson's now the head coach in Chicago. You're going to lose guys. That's what happens to good teams. And I asked EQ about this in the finale presser, whenever that was, Monday. And Dan Quinn said, as a staff, if you do well, then those are some of the things that take place.
Yeah.
We have a deep crew, and that was part of the plan all along, that if those moments happen, we'll be ready to adjust. I think we got to be prepared for some changes. That happens on every NFL team, especially ones that do well.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
People leaving your team and coming to your team is just like what we do every day. When you wake up, you breathe, don't you?
Yeah.
It happens. I don't think it's a topic. I'm not dismissing it, but saying it's something that is going to happen. And because it's happening, if you think it's so big, then you're not paying attention. What happens when you're losing, you're losing people, and you're going to have people coming in. If you're winning, people taking your people, you still got to bring people in. So it happens no matter if something good or bad happens. It's just it's a part of the business.
It's part of the equation. It's waves at the beach, man. It comes and it goes.
Yeah.
And it comes and it goes. Number two, kind of the next thing, the next step here, the next shoe to drop is free agency in the NFL does not open until early mid-March. So you got some time.
Mm-hmm.
But you could sign your own guys.
Yeah.
Whenever. There is nothing stopping you from signing a person. Now, granted, their contract's going to expire March 12th, I think, is the league year. But, like, you could sign them February 27th.
Yeah, you can talk to them.
I am not sure they will. That is hardly a given. But everybody's aware of all the veterans they have, one-year deals. You had Zach Ertz went out of his way to say, I'm not retiring. I want to be back here. He also said, but I understand this is a business. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Tress Way said the same thing. Deami Brown said the same thing. You've got guys like Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn. They got a lot of guys to probably figure some stuff out with.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rule preventing them from starting that process sooner than later, especially the NFL Combine, where everybody's agents there is probably about a month out. Let's get some Combine dates. This is me telling Landfill when we'll be gone, B. Probably the 24th through the 1st. I will go as minimally as possible to Indiana, so expect me out there 2 days that last week of February. That's kind of the next internal step. They're going to watch all this tape, and they got to make decisions who they want to try to get something done with.
Yeah.
There's probably some dudes that they were really happy with what they got this year, but they might still look elsewhere for next year.
Probably.
It's an evaluation business. The third thing be, I don't know if you agree with me, but I for whatever we can, I kind of want to calm down the go shop at the top. Like, they have all this cap space.
Yeah.
Spend all of it. I am not sure that's what's going to happen. And I think...
Man, let me just hit you a little bit. That ain't going to happen.
All right.
So, listen, don't put your attention on the people that are just being outlandish and just saying stuff. You watch those people well enough to know they're not just going to spend top dollar on everybody. They want to build this thing for the long haul. And they may spend a good bit of it and improve at some positions, but they still want to be able to compete as the next year come along to even make that team better. So I have had people, and look, I got my college text thread. They telling, man, they should go get this person. I say, probably won't. Man,
it's
you
the
crazy.
Same college text thread that thought the Saints were going to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. And they're like, man, why? I say, because you don't, if you just go spend all your money just all at one time, you don't really improve yourself. You don't put yourself in the position to build and be consistently good. I said they could probably go get, like, everyone, they're talking about one receiver. And I said, there's two of them that keeps popping up.
T. Higgins.
I said, you can go get somebody from college, because receivers today are probably the most developed position coming out of college.
So, specific to that, you and I couldn't be more in lockstep. I think the receiver position has become so high paid that you've got the receiver position is the number two highest paid in the NFL. Jefferson's making 35, CeeDee Lamb's making 34, A.J. Brown's making 32. Whatever Chase gets this year, he might push 40, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep talking about Higgins. Higgins is a really good player. I like T. Higgins. I think he is one of the best in the NFL, if not the best, at showing late hands.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when he's running a route and he doesn't put his hands up till the last possible second, the DB has no chance, because the DB is coached to look for his hands, right? And so when he shows those late hands, Higgins is so good at that. He also has missed time. Like, you're going to pay T. Higgins $33 million a year? Just briefly, Brian Thomas Jr. led all rookie receivers last year with 1,282 yards. He was picked 23rd overall and went to a terrible offensive system. Like, whatever they had going in Jacksonville was broken. Mac Jones looked better than Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Nabers was 4th overall pick, had 1,200 yards. Brock Bowers was the top 10 pick, tight end, a little bit different. Ladd McConkey,
mm-hmm,
I think was a 3rd rounder out of Georgia. I'll pull it up real quick.
But he was always open in college.
Second rounder, Ladd McConkey, went for 1149. Marvin Harrison was the first receiver drafted, just under 1,000. Adunze went 9th or 10th overall. But then, you know who looks like they could really play?
Who's that?
Xavier Leggett. The kid down in Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
Once the Panthers kind of turned that season around, Leggett was a huge part of that. Keon Coleman, I thought, looked really good in Buffalo.
There are receivers throughout the draft.
Cookie Man. Cookie Monster.
Yeah. I just, to me, draft your receivers, develop your receivers, pay them. And if you look at what they did in San Fran, where Peters came from, they drafted and developed Ayuk, Kittle, Debo.
Well, that's one thing that we have now.
And then they paid their guys and kept them.
That's one thing we have that we didn't have prior. We draft people and we develop them. It's been a long time we draft people, and if the person wasn't just an automatic worker, they were not going to get better. We've seen guys get drafted, and in the third year, they look worse than they did in their first year. Other guys, Terry came in here. Terry was a worker from day one, and he improved. And, yes, a lot of the most of the credit goes to Terry. But I sit here and watch how talking to his coach, and he's like, look, man, I ain't got to put much attention on that dude right there. Because I know he's going to get it done. I know he's going to put in the work. I think a lot of other receivers got to get that same mindset.
I will give an opportunity for the alternate viewpoint to the aquarium to Brian and I saying, don't spend big at wideout, draft a wideout. Nobody go anywhere, Greenberg, at 11.